Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. My dad died at the age of 95 at sunrise on Easter Sunday, April 16th, 2017. We celebrated his life a couple weeks later. We tried to honor the scripture and the music that he had chosen for his service, including his favorite hymn, Be Thou My Vision. I think this 8th century hymn from Ireland describes perfectly my dad's and many of our faith journeys, with its expression of a yearning for the presence and leading of God in our lives. The earnest prayer in the lyrics is enhanced by such beautiful phrases as, Lord of my heart, be thou my wisdom and true word, my soul's shelter, heart of my own heart. The text states that when we allow God to have first place in our lives, God becomes our treasure. We no longer care about the pursuit of riches or empty praise from others. We pray for God to be our vision in the world and in our lives. I think our scripture reading this morning from Paul's letter to the Philippians beautifully illustrates this. He says, whatever gains I had in the past, these I have come to regard as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Paul is speaking here of the life-changing experience he had when, as a devout Jew, he encountered the risen Christ on the road to Damascus and became a follower of Christ. Coming to know Christ, Paul says, turned his world upside down. It changed him personally and it changed him theologically. Using the language of the accounting ledger, Paul says, what he had previously regarded as gains, certain things in his Jewish past, he came to regard as loss, things to let go of, because of his newfound relationship with Christ. So he left behind certain things from his past because of that new faith experience. Paul goes on to make a strong statement about what he left behind. Listen to what he says. Because of Christ, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. I regard them as rubbish. What exactly is Paul referring to here when he speaks of loss and rubbish? Well, scholars differ in how to answer that question. What I will say is that Paul is not rejecting Judaism or his Jewish past here. He is celebrating his new life in Christ. Paul is not saying that Judaism is of no value or worthless. Rather, he is describing his consuming desire to know Jesus Christ, to be in Christ, and to have a righteousness, which is a right relationship with God, that comes from God through faith in Christ. And just before this, Paul recounts highlights of his devout Jewish past. He says that if anyone could boast or have confidence about their relationship with God, it would be Paul. Paul recites his credentials and accomplishments in Judaism, and they are impressive. He's a member of the honored tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. His denomination, the Pharisees, who were extraordinarily faithful in keeping the letter of the Jewish law. In the past, Paul says, he was proud of these credentials and accomplishments. But now, because of Christ, his perspective has changed entirely. The very things that were once central to Paul, he could now leave them behind. Still of meaning and value in themselves, they were no longer central to Paul's life. I have a new center, Paul says, not a righteousness of my own based on my Jewish pedigree or observance of the law, but a righteousness that comes from God through faith in Jesus Christ. All I want now, Paul says, is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. So Paul has one consuming goal, to grow and mature in his faith and to be like Christ. Now that I have obtained this goal at all, says Paul, not that I have obtained this goal at all, but I press on to make it my own. So what does that mean for us as people of faith? What does it mean for us to leave behind things, to count them as loss or rubbish because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus as Lord? Well, one thing I believe it means is to think critically and to live faithfully. It means to reflect critically on our faith by studying the Bible, understanding what others believe, and examining what we believe. Thinking critically and living faithfully means growing deeper in our understanding of what it means to be like Christ and to live our faith in practical ways. Christian theologians sometimes speak of two types of theology that we all have: embedded theology and deliberative theology. Embedded theology is what we absorb beginning at an early age from family, home, and church. It's our earliest understanding of what faith is about. Embedded theology is what we grow up with, what influences and shapes our faith from an early age. We all have embedded theologies. The second type of theology is deliberative theology. It's the understanding of faith that emerges from a process of carefully reflecting on embedded theological convictions. Deliberative theology is thinking and reflecting critically upon what we have believed in the past. It takes what we have been taught or what we've absorbed from the church or culture around us and asks, do I still believe that? What do I believe now? As we grow older, we sort through our beliefs, retaining some of our embedded beliefs and changing others because of our critical reflection. When our embedded theology proves inadequate, seems incorrect, or we just don't believe it anymore, deliberative theology helps us to construct new beliefs. For example, I grew up in a church where women were not allowed to be ordained, and the communion table was not open to people of other Christian churches. It was a practice of closed communion. This was a part of the embedded theology early in my Christian faith. I understand and respect the theological rationale underlying both of those practices, but in my theological studies, I left that embedded theology behind and moved to a different belief. I affirmed the ordination of women and a communion table that is open to all who believe. Paul met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, and it changed his life forever. Paul's embedded theology gave way to a new deliberative theology. It's also clear in this passage that Paul's transforming encounter with Christ has now become his daily rule of life. Paul's desire to know Christ is an ongoing, daily journey of letting go of the past, counting it as refuse, and coming to know his Lord in new ways. It is a continuing discovery, forgetting what lies behind and pressing toward what lies ahead. Paul says, I press on toward the goal of knowing Christ more fully and completely and living the life Christ calls me to live. Paul describes faith as a journey or race that never ends, We are in constant motion. It is a journey where God is always calling us into new and deeper experiences of knowing Christ, who Christ is, what it means to be like Christ, and how to live as Christ lived. Knowing Christ isn't a static, once-for-all experience. It's a daily experience of growing and deepening in faith. Well, 2 months after my dad's funeral, I was with some of my family in Scotland for the gathering of the Clan MacLean, 750 MacLeans from around the world. These gatherings always close with a Sunday morning service called Kirken of the Tartan. As we walked into the ancient church in Tobermory on the Isle of Mull, the organist was playing, "O God Beyond All Praising," the hymn we used as the family processional at my dad's service. And as I looked at the order of service, something really stood out to me. The hymn of the day was "Be Thou My Vision," my dad's favorite hymn. Coincidence? No, I don't think so. So I leave you with these questions this morning. Where are you on this journey of faith? Are you settled in and comfortable? Or are you growing deeper in your experiences of God as your vision? Is yours a faith that desires to think more critically and to live more faithfully? And how might you show up in the world differently this week, seen with the eyes of Jesus? Amen.